Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. 37 degrees, which is just shy of 3 degrees Celsius, above freezing, thank you very much. 93% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Sorry about yesterday. Technical difficulties beyond my control. Because I really don't know how the sound is. The recorder that I use lets me see a little bit of the waveform, the digital form of the audio that's being recorded, but I mean that's not a clear indication of the quality of the audio, because it was just nasty. So I swapped out the mic that I usually use. I tested it back home, the old mic, and it was working fine, so I don't know what the deal is. But this is the spring mic. This is the mic that I keep in my leather jacket for when the weather turns warm enough that I can switch to that. Yes, I have a spring mic, I have a winter mic. I guess I have a winter and a summer mic. So this is the summer mic. Hopefully everything will be fine. And it's lovely. It's not a perfectly clear sky. It's a little cloudy, but just a little bit, which means it's light. It's not dark. It's pre-dawn. The sun's about to crest. Awesome. I have a week of this lovely walking in the morning rather than walking in the dark. And then we set the clocks back and it'll be dark again. Or clocks ahead or whatever. We changed the clocks. It's like, man. Oh well. And it sucks. I really don't like it when I lose a walk like I did, because I don't know what I talked about. I mean, I know what I talked about, but I don't remember. It's like I don't want to repeat myself. Of course, I want to keep it organic and fresh and new. I don't want to rehash, but by the same token, it's like, have you heard this before? That sort of feeling. You don't want to repeat yourself. Anyway, we will endeavor to carry on in the face of such adversity. So, yeah, the weekend seems so far away. Yesterday it was right there, but Tuesday morning, the weekend is a distant memory. But the game went very, very well. I'm very pleased. It was a blast. It was everything that I remember gaming in person was. Because, you know, for years now, it's been Zoom games or the equivalent, some virtual engagement of some kind, which, you know, it's fine. I mean, virtual gaming has worked. It works really well. But man, there is nothing like sitting at a table with people and gaming. I mean, It's just a whole different vibe. And these guys are great. I just, you know, there was, it took us about an hour or so to really kind of settle in the new game system, new group. I don't think these guys had ever gamed together before. And as it turns out, they haven't known each other for more than a few months. So it's not like they have a deep history. So for a new experience of a bunch of people getting together, it was a blast. Everybody got into character. Everybody, you know, seemed to enjoy the little vignette that I had put together. And there was story there. There's that feeling, that moment when it's hard to describe. Pals. And it's not just in gaming, but it's in television shows and movies and books and anything. There's a moment when you feel the story click. When you feel there's been enough dialogue and events and choices made and actions taken that you start to see the shape of how this is going to unfold. And once we actually got into, you know, having them walking down the street and talking about their last caper and sitting down in the restaurant and ordering noodles and so on, it started to feel like, okay, I see how this story is going to go. So, well, there you go. So it was everything I could hope it would be and more. And like I say, these guys are fun to game with. So, winning all the way across the board is awesome. Got the crows. So I've decided I was calling the noise that the crows make a cacophony. But I've decided instead I'm going to call it the crowcophony, because that's exactly what it is. Although now that it's so light, they're going to clear out earlier. And actually, according to the schedule, according to the research on this crow roosting phenomenon, da, 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 da. Phenomena. Dun, dun, dun. They're going to stop doing this in a month or so. I guess once the weather warms up. So, I was noticing that if you sit among them, as I do during the marination cycle, there's this cadence to the crowcophony. It rises and falls. It's, you know, general murmur, 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 caw, caw, caw. And then it's like somebody says something that everybody agrees with, and then it just, everybody gets loud. Everybody goes, yeah, 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 what he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's deafening. And then it settles back down again. Plus, there's a lot of different noises that crows make. And I did a little research. There's not much on it. I mean, they're looking at it. Their researchers are looking at it. But, you know, there's the caw, of course. And then there's a number of caws. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. But there's also this sort of throaty chuckle that they make from time to time. And then there's also this kind of distressed squeak that they'll make from time to time. And I was wondering if anybody had figured out what that was exactly. And nope. Not that any research that I found indicated. There's speculation, but nobody is definitively saying anything. They're not even ready to commit to the fact that it's language at all. So for now it will remain the crow cacophony. Although, yeah, last night I was walking around as I do, and I'm actually, the pick that I use for today's walk is not from this morning, it's from last night. Oh my God. Where's the integrity, Dave? Yeah, well. But I was walking around, it was a full moon, or close to a full, I'm not sure if it's the actual full moon, but it was full enough to look full. And I looked up, and there was a stand of birch trees outside one of these apartment buildings. And you look up, and there's crows in the birch trees. Morning. And the full moon was right behind them. And I was like, oh my God, that is so awesome. Snapped the pic. And it's interesting to me how, you know, we, from the moment we open our eyes in the morning, we're receiving visual input. We're seeing scenes, images. You know, it's a continuum. It's not a series of snapshots. It's a continuous flow of visual input. But sometimes you'll see something and it's like everything aligns, everything clicks, everything falls into place, and the aesthetic, the framing, the light, the shadow, everything suddenly takes on this, oh my God, that's a picture quality. You know, it's like it's you know, and you know, photographers since the dawn of photography have been framing and composing and arranging their photos to have that feeling of more than just a slice of life. That, well, and as soon as you put something into a frame, into a camera, into a picture, you make it more than that. And I'm intrigued by what that distinction is between everything that you're looking at all the time and that one image of the perfect framing, the perfect balance, the play of light and shadow, you know, that turns it from just a visual into a picture, into a portrait, into a moment that is worthy of being preserved out of the billions of moments that you go through every day. And that's us. I mean, that's what we ascribe that to it. But I don't know, there's something about that moment of recognition that this particular moment at this angle, at this light, blah, 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 this is the thing. I don't know. It's an artistic vision, I guess. I don't know. But regardless, I am so deep into Jameson Square, I need to wrap this up. Hopefully the audio took. Hopefully you'll hear all of this wonderful, brilliant insight that is clearly spewing from my pre-caffeinated brain. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, could be, or could just be a name to be announced. That's okay too. regardless, have a fabulous one. I hope you see something that clicks. I hope you have a moment where you just look and, you know, your cat is sitting on the windowsill in the morning light at just the right angle, and it just stops you for a moment and makes you either grab the camera or wish you had a camera. Find one of those anchor points of beauty. Yeah. So, and however it goes down, we've always got the wisdom of Zigzag Claiborne, Flowmaster extraordinaire, to fall back on, which is that despite everything, we can create, add to the world, add a new vision to the world, a new framing of the world, a new way to look at the world. Yeah, that counts. That's totally creation. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because if you've been inspired to love by something, go ahead and lean into that. You can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong. And I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.